This is The Green from Delaware Public Media, and I'm your host, Tom Byrne. For this week's Enlighten Me, we head back to the healthcare arena to look at a non-traditional treatment option that seems to be gaining some popularity, acupuncture. Obviously, the practice itself is hardly new, but its general acceptance is Delaware only started officially licensing practitioners in 2008, and so far there are just 13 certified acupuncturists in the state. But the most recent National Health Interview Survey available shows an estimated 3.1 million U.S. adults and 150,000 children used acupuncture in 2006, and its use is growing. Delaware Public Media contributor April Hall took some time recently to poke around to see what she could learn about acupuncture in the first state, and she joins us now on The Green. April, thank you so much for taking time to join us this week.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with what kind of issues are people using acupuncture to treat? Traditionally, it's been seen as something that more or less addresses pain, but from your piece, it seems like that's not what it solely can do.
No, there are a lot of people who also use it for infertility issues, particularly one woman that I spoke to who now has a nearly 18-month-old girl. So she really found success with it. The practitioner that I spoke with, Brian Allen, he said that he will also sometimes go to different organizations to talk about the uses for acupuncture. And one of the things that he did with Christiana Health Services was talked to them about the use of acupuncture with Parkinson's disease.
In those cases, you're starting to see more healthcare folks see it as an option, either to address something specific or as a complement to other treatment that's being done to deal with, whether it be pain, infertility, or something like Parkinson's?
Well, one of the things that the practitioner spoke with me about was that it still seems a little bit slow, at least in Delaware, that traditional medical doctors will refer patients to him. But when you look nationally, places like California, which isn't necessarily a surprise, it's a lot more mainstream to use this as what you call like a complementary treatment.
As you mentioned, there is still a struggle for this to gain widespread mainstream acceptance, maybe in large areas of the country. And I guess part of that may wind up being where there are still some people who look at it as something that's less than quote-unquote real medicine. Is that maybe the hurdle acupuncture faces?
I think so. I think there's something to do with the respect of it and the trust that people have. I also think that could change if it's going to be covered by more insurance. I think that lends some credibility to the average consumer in some ways that, okay, if my insurance covers it, then it must be legit. And with the Affordable Health Care Act, for instance, there is a non-discrimination language in it that says alternative medicines and treatments should also be covered by medical insurance.
Beyond the insurance piece, what else is helping it gain acceptance? Is the licensing piece also kind of critical here?
Yes, nationally, even the National Institutes of Health, I believe it was, said that they saw an increase by about 1 million people that used acupuncture because specifically they pointed to the licensing.
Is that somewhat similar to what other types of treatment that were at some point considered non-traditional, much like chiropractic, went through?
Yes, and I think that might be why you will sometimes see these particular services kind of grouped together, perhaps sharing an office or having someone come in a couple of days a week, because I think chiropractors kind of can relate to that lack of acceptance or still working on the acceptance of it. And since chiropractic is kind of a non-traditional type of treatment, it seems to go in hand with acupuncture, acupressure, massage, and those types of treatments.
You mentioned a little bit about the insurance piece. Where do things stand with acupuncture in terms of cost and insurance? If someone's interested in it, what would they expect to have to pay, and how likely is it to be either fully covered or partially covered?
Well, there are some insurance policies and companies that cover it even as much as 70%. There are still some who don't really cover it at all to speak of. The Affordable Health Care Act is kind of on the way to covering these types of treatments, and it really varies from policy to policy, from company to company. Alan said that he hadn't really seen the impact of that yet, so he's still waiting to see what will happen as insurance starts to just kind of across the board cover these types of treatments.
And in terms of cost, does it depend on what type of issue you're treating, or is it based on how long your session is? How does the cost work for acupuncture?
Well, acupuncture isn't necessarily like a massage. Like, you don't go in for a half-hour session of acupuncture or an hour of acupuncture or anything like that. So it doesn't necessarily have to do with the amount of time that you're there. It's generally, I think, what your treatment cycle will be. You know, some people go in for 10, some people go ongoing. So that would definitely vary the price for you. But for instance, the woman I spoke to who used it for infertility, she said that she paid out of pocket and that she found it to be a lot less than the Clomid medication cycles that she went on, for instance. So it's not necessarily something that will break the bank. There are also, in some areas, co-ops who will do these services on a sliding scale, depending what your financial situation is. So it really runs the gamut, like pretty much any medical procedure or treatment.
In the end, April, is the key for acupuncture going to be kind of getting people past that inherent fear of needles?
Right. Well, 10% of people in the country have a needle phobia, or self-describe, you know, their fear as a needle phobia. But when you look at the needles and you get the description, it really could allay probably some people's fears. So I think it would be worth, if you're interested in it, doing a little bit of research and seeing what it's really about, because these are stainless steel needles and they're not hollow. So what Alan said is these don't tear through the skin and they don't generally make you bleed or bruise. So bleeding and bruising are very rare.
All right, April Hall, we thank you so much for enlightening us this week. You can read April's full story at DelawarePublicMedia.org and watch a video where we take you to an actual acupuncture treatment.